Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator, my friend. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong about that game. That, have you ever seen a worse football game that wasn't weather related?
There was a Titans-Jets Monday night game like 4 years ago that was pretty bad. And also, like, if you start relegating teams, like, you know, I mean, imagine if you relegated, like Virginia might have been relegated, and then they wouldn't have gotten to play North Carolina on Saturday.
I'm so surprised that you worked that in so quickly. I've already talked about North Carolina staying on brand. Gosh, what an awful weekend it was.
All-time loss. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, for those of us who are in
NC State, the magical NC State fan bye week Moneyline parlay. UVA, Charlotte, and Miami Moneyline plays out like 100-1 or something like that.
Unbelievable. All right, well, I appreciate you bringing that up. Seriously, though, my larger takeaway from the game, I had two takeaways from the game. They're both about, like, the Giants won simply because somebody had to. I mean, they're bad, too. But here are my two takeaways from the game, both Washington-related. One, bless his heart, Sam Howell ain't it. He's not in. That was a terrible, terrible performance by Sam Howell.
He's it? If by it you mean David Carr on pace to break David Carr's sack record.
Just so many inaccurate throws. Just incredible how many times he threw behind receivers who were open. And, like, Washington only has one receiver really worth much. And they didn't throw to him enough. Maybe because he was covered most of the time. So there's that. And then if you're down 14-7 and you're in the fourth quarter and you have 4th-and-3 on the 9-yard line, what is the justification, Ron Rivera, for attempting a field goal? I'm all about karma misses. That was karma blocking that field goal by Joey Sly. I was rooting for karma at that point. Am I crazy?
No.
Well, yes, probably. By the way, but it has nothing to do with that.
Washington had 273 yards on Sunday. Sam Howell has been sacked for negative 267 yards so far this season. 40 times. Next closest is 28. Daniel Jones and Justin Fields at 24.
Oy.
40 times.
It's bad.
Dude, they played 7 games 40 times. That is on average. It's 5.7 per game, which, if I do the quick math, that's on pace for 97 sacks.
Yeah, what's the record is like 70, right?
I swear Derek Carr got, like, or David Carr. David Carr is the record. I mean, poor guy, you know, before he ever became Mr. Mittens in Carolina, he was sacked. Yeah, maybe it is 76. Is that right? That was like 100.
Whatever. Yeah, look, but that's a quarterback stat anyway. Getting sacked is as much a quarterback sack.
He holds the ball too long. I mean, he holds the ball too long. He likes to do a lot of stuff with his feet, with his legs. He's also being asked as a 5th-round pick to try and, like, carry this Washington offense, which, you know.
Okay, no. I mean, but why does it matter that he's a 5th-round pick? That's when he was picked, right? He went into the season as a Heisman Trophy hopeful. So that he was a 5th-round pick just is kind of an indicative of the fact that they didn't have a great year. Look, if Washington is looking for a franchise quarterback.
Who do you play for? Did they load up the hype or something? What happened?
another hyped season. Oh,
this game was a disgusting football game.
Yeah.
The Giants are 2-5. The Commanders are 3-4. It's hard to see. I mean, I guess Washington could get back in the mix in terms of the
place.
I'm just saying they're like a half game out of the final wild card spot.
I think it's
probably unlikely.
The beauty of the NFL is that crappy teams, and Washington is a crappy team.
Yeah.
The beauty is that they're still in it because who knows? They could somehow end up with 9 wins. And we're going to the last week of the season. And, you know, if they do this and 5 other teams do that, Washington backs into a wild card. But they're just bad.
I would say, too, they're at Philly this, or they're, excuse me, home against Philly this week, at New England, at Seattle. That's a tough combo of road games, just even if you don't think, you know, New England's that great. You get the Giants again at home, at Dallas versus the Dolphins. You know, that feels like a, if you get two wins there, you're doing pretty good.
There's seven wins.
And then all,
at best, yeah, so,
I mean,
seven.
You're probably like what, five and eight going into your bye, and at the Rams, at the Jets versus the Niners versus the Cowboys to close out.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, it's a,
it's not,
if you go
well.
Seven, yeah, I mean, like, you're going to go, like, they're going to go, I don't know, 8-9 or probably 7-10 or 6-11, and Ron Rivera will probably get fired, and Josh Harris will have a pretty interesting coaching search that may involve, like, I don't know. I like when really rich people get to have their first coaching search. You get to find out, like, because, you know, it's like, you never see them. You know, they never go out, like, they never buy the team and then be like, yeah, I think we're going to take it. We're gonna be a little frugal in this first coaching search. Like, the Waltons went out and got Sean Payton. You know, David Tepper made this whole, like, flew in a private helicopter and, like, landed in Matt Rule's backyard with, you know, a 17-man entourage to have breakfast burritos with him and talk him into taking $70 million to come coach the Carolina Panthers. I mean, like, you know, you're going to get Josh Harris is going to do something, like, kooky, too, because he's kind of like a, you know, I don't know, like, maybe we'll get a like some big name college, who's a big name college coach who can get involved for this Washington coaching search?
Urban Meyer. I'm kidding. What's more fun? A billionaire's first head coaching search or a billionaire's third head coaching search?
It is the Panthers bye week, Mr. Gold. I'm not talking about the Carolina. The Panthers have a good bye week.
You knew where I was going. Oh, look, this is going to be an interesting week. We have the battle of the rookie quarterbacks with C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans coming in. All right, we're not going to talk about the Panthers. Let me move on to another game. Because you already mentioned that Washington has to go to New England, which New England does have a good defense. But just like North Carolina stayed on brand this weekend, wasn't that the Bills being very Bills-like in the way they approached the Patriots game? How is that team with that talent and healthy for the most part? How are they 4-3?
I'm a little concerned that Josh Allen might be battling some kind of elbow thing.
Maybe.
And, you know, you mentioned the health. They're banged up on defense. I mean, Matt Milano and Tre'Davious White are two big losses.
Right, okay.
The safeties are older. You know, I think you saw that. I mean, the Patriots, I don't recall the last time the Patriots scored 29 points, but I'm pretty confident it hadn't happened this season. Yeah, they hadn't scored 21 points this year. And you have to go all the way back to
March down the field.
October 16th, 2022, to find the last time they scored 29 or more points when they beat Cleveland 38-15. So, yeah, I mean, this is a team that matriculated the ball pretty easily. Mac Jones, 25-30. It's the third highest completion percentage of a single game in Patriots history. You can probably guess who has the two above him. it's not Brian Hoyer.
Right.
It is, in fact, Tom Brady. And and I just think that, like, you know, they didn't run the ball particularly well, but if Mac Jones in this offense that hadn't been able to do anything all year long is able to whip the ball around to Kendrick Bourne and the rookie Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson and somebody named P. Brown, like, and the Bills aren't able to stop them, then we have to ask questions about whether or not Buffalo – the defense is going to be healthy enough to be able to stop Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, God, no chance.
Playoff time.
No chance. Here's the thing, and you and I have talked about this before. The Buffalo Bills didn't realize that their window was 13 seconds away with a lead at Kansas City in the AFC Championship game, and Sean McDermott screwed that up, and they have not been the same team since. They still have yet to come up with a running game that isn't Josh Allen. They almost refuse to run the football with a running back.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
They have Stephon Diggs. They have they've got other receivers. They have two good tight ends. Other receivers.
Other receivers. I mean, here's the thing that concerns me.
They've got two good tight ends. Right.
Stephon Diggs was targeted 12 times and caught 6 passes. Like, Stephon Diggs having, like, that is not very Stephon Diggs-like. I mean, this is a guy who, for his career in Buffalo, has caught 70% of his passes.
Right.
Right, 69.9% of his passes. For his career, in 9 years in the NFL, 69.2% of his passes caught. And he catches half of his passes against a banged-up Patriots pass D. And granted, Belichick's good about taking everybody away, or taking the best thing away.
Well,
I think you saw some accuracy issues from Josh Allen.
You did.
And you can ask the question, like,
He was under pressure. Can I offer this theory? Let me offer this theory about why
Stephon
Diggs...
London broke the Bills?
That's possible. I think the Bills might be broken, but here's
they were rolling going to London.
I know
they smoked the Raiders and Commanders, destroyed the Dolphins, go to London on a short week, lose to the Jaguars by 5 points, sneak past the Giants, and then get beat by the Patriots. I mean, it's four games with 5 point or 4 point spreads. I mean, that's football's kooky like that.
Totally broken. But here's my theory as to why Stephon Diggs struggled, is because the New England Patriots were allowed to hold him all day long. I can't tell you how many replays. Like, why isn't that holding down the field? Like, defensive backs grabbing both shoulder pads. Like, what are we doing here? And then they call, I'm going to get to the Colts and the Browns. And then they call those two penalties on the Colts on the final drive. I'm like, there wasn't illegal contact on Amari Cooper. That's an incomplete pass. And then defensive pass interference, the ball was 15 yards out of bounds. What are we doing? Like, it almost was I don't want to accuse the referees of having the Browns on the money line, but my gosh, those are two of the worst calls I've seen. Anyway, Stephon Diggs.
On the Bills in the past, too, like, if you're New England and you're 1-5 and the Bills are a 9-point favorite coming into Foxborough, you're like, screw it. Let's just see if we can. Let's just play hyper aggressive defense. See if they don't call it, and then just get away. See how much we can get away with. I mean, that's not an unusual strategy for teams that are, smart defensive teams that have their back against the wall.
No, it's not at all.
I don't know what you do with the Browns.
Do what you can get away with.
The Browns and the Colts game. I mean, Gardner Minshew versus PJ Walker. Wow. Yeah, it's like unders have been hitting at a historical rate over the last like 3 weeks. And so naturally when Gardner Minshew and PJ Walker get together, we get 77 combined points. Large part thanks to Jerome Ford rips off a run.
Yeah.
Long pass. Josh Downs has a long pass, bunch of field goals. We had a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Miles Garrett just wrecking havoc.
Can we talk about that?
Man, dude, it's insane.
Miles, I can't decide who the best defensive player in the league is right now. Is it Miles Garrett or is it TJ Watt? Watt, who does everything. Miles Garrett blocking that field goal was
ridiculous.
I mean, that was Superman stuff. That's Cam Newton S, you know, holding, you know, pulling open your jacket to reveal the S. They asked him after the game, you know, if that was unusual, and basically he went, not for me. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
He's a freak, dude.
I just can't explain it. He was everywhere. How did they give up 30-some-odd points?
Josh Downs, Michael Pittman, Gardner Minshew. I mean, you know, basically the, yeah. the 1999 Rams. I mean, five Hall of Famers. I don't know.
Right.
It was just one of those games where you see this a lot of times with NFL games, I think, where it's like, so the Colts have been, when Shane Steichen left the Eagles and went to the Colts have been playing at a really fast pace this year.
Right.
And the Eagles, their pace has slowed way down. And so you sort of see, like, you know, Jerome Ford rips off this run for 70 yards. So you got a touchdown a minute in. And then it's like, you know, it's like Josh Downs, 59-yard touchdown run or touchdown catch. And all of a sudden it's just like these sort of like quick scoring plays early in a game like this between two teams with okay defenses and decent offenses. Cleveland's defense might be really good, but I mean, it's just that sort of quick scoring kind of against teams that might want to run with some pace. Sort of just, it just turns into an accelerant most of the time.
All right, Will Brinson is here. We only have a few more minutes left. We haven't even talked about the Eagles and the Dolphins yet, and I'm going to leave.
Dolphins haven't beaten anybody.
That's where I was going. The Dolphins are, we understand that the Dolphins are high octane, and Tyreek Hill is impossible to cover.
It might be a little too finessey. Might be the problem.
Well, that's true. They didn't display their full run game. Now they're not 100% healthy back there right now. And the Eagles certainly defensively are good against it. But although they couldn't, the Jets ran the ball effectively on the Eagles. My read on the Dolphins is that they have just not been able to get over the hump. They were right there. You know, it's only a 7-point game when they just, Tua didn't have a great game. They really only had Hill. Jalen Waddle was in and out of the lineup with a back injury. He's kind of fragile. To me, the Eagles have gotten away with not being fully great, and they're still, other than their loss to the Jets, they haven't been beaten, but I don't think the Eagles have played their best.
Eagles have not played their best. They're starting, their passing game started to get going against the Dolphins. I mean, look, I think it's, you know, we're 7 weeks into the season for most teams, except, you know, all but, you know, the teams with the byes and then, you know, the two teams who are playing tonight. And the Dolphins, I mean, they beat the Chargers by 2 points on the road. Like, all right, good win. Chargers actually might stink. They're 2-4.
They do
find
stink.
Ways to lose games.
Yep.
They beat the Patriots in New England by 7 points. So you went 2 on the road. Like, no, it's hard to do in the NFL. You dropped the 70 burger on the Broncos, and that's when the hype train sort of peaked. You get stomped by the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
You manhandle the Giants and the Panthers, and then you sort of get out physical and just out toughed by the Eagles. And you needed like a fluky pick six, by the way, to tie it at 17
right,
all.
You did.
I think you could make the case that the Eagles are a legit team. Shout out to Coach Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're listening. Go Eagles. Eagles look good. But the Dolphins might just be like a finesse team, you know, and they might not be a team that's capable of like it's great that they're fast and they're explosive and they can light up the scoreboard by having guys rip off these big touchdown runs. But what happens when you get into a grinder? And because that's what you're going to face in the playoffs. Yep. You look at Kansas City's defense. They look really good. Buffalo's tough.
No, they're not. You know, Buffalo's weak.
I mean, they beat the crap out of the Dolphins. Right. I'm just saying, like,
but
what
Miami's going to win the division. Buffalo's not winning the division.
It'll be a dogfight. Yeah. Miami's got the Patriots again this week, desperate team, and then at the Chiefs in Germany.
So that's wow,
spicy.
The schnitzel. Look, real quick. What do you think about the tush push or the brotherly shove, which I think is a much better way of saying
it. The brotherly shove is a way better way to phrase it because, one, only the Eagles can do it correctly. Everyone else stinks at it. That's why, to Nick Sirianni's point after the game, is like, look, if the Eagles are the only team that can do it well, and I am a little worried about, like, by the way, Jalen Hurts is banged up after that game.
He
is. A follow of NFL media got him sort of limping off the field. That's a concern, especially if you're tush pushing and brotherly shoving all over the place. But if the Eagles are the only team that can do this well, you can't ban it. Like, everyone keeps trying and keeps failing.
Right.
It's like they don't have Kelsey. They don't have the offensive line coaching. They don't have the technique. They don't have Jalen Hurts. Like, it's not like it's a cheat code for the entire league and it's ruining football. It's just you can't ban something when one team is really good at something.
I wouldn't ban it, but I would make it legal. If you can't if you can push a player, tell me why you can't pull a player. Or tell me why I can't grab you and throw you like in roller derby. And
well, the same reason you can't the same reason on fourth down, the only person who can recover a fumble forward is the person who fumbled.
Well,
it on
so
the
they
offense.
Don't want somebody fumbling it intentionally, because I remember the play. Most people listening are too young to remember the Raiders beating the Chargers when Ken Stabler purposely fumbled the ball forward, and then they just kind of shoveled the ball forward and then fell out in the end zone.
So I think that's what you're talking about, is throwing somebody forward.
Right.
Because Hurts is at least just running and then being pushed. Or it's like, look, like the other thing is like the Kelce thing is really underrated. And Kelce claims, he said on New Heights, that somebody else, anybody else could do it. But like he knows how that he has like the perfect technique for getting low and then driving up to clear this lane for Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts squats 600 pounds.
Right.
Like, see,
you shouldn't need a running back and a tight end, or A.J. Brown, who's basically a tight end, and another tight end. You shouldn't need somebody pushing from behind. My point is simply that if I can't pull you and if I can't slingshot you, then I shouldn't be allowed to push you. I don't see the difference.
Well, how would you pull somebody? You got to get on the other
side. I've seen it. If an offensive lineman goes to block and then just turns and grabs you and then drags you forward, why isn't that legal? But it's not. That's not legal because I've seen it flagged. You can't pull the running back forward.
You can push.
But you can push. I don't see the difference. If he can't do it on his own power, then forget it.
I hate to be master of the obvious, but one's a push and one's a pull.
No, I understand, but why is one legal and one not? It doesn't make any sense.
One is in and one is out. One is
right. I understand the linear boundaries of the field. I understand that.
One is left. One is right.
You're not going to convince me that I'm wrong. You're not going to convince me that I'm wrong about this. But I do think the NFL is going to ban it. But
you have to. You cannot. The Eagles have changed the math on this, by the way, because instead of having to give up to stop the Eagles from getting 10 yards in three downs, you have to stop them from getting 8 yards in three downs. Because if they get anything inside of fourth and two, they know they can get 2 yards. And I mean, that is a massive, massive mathematical advantage.
No question about it. And look, I think it's entertaining. I actually like to see it. I'm just saying that
I like how mad people get about it.
100%.
See the Giants try to run it and fail.
You know
like
who Joe Shad is, right?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah.
Joe Shad covers the Dolphins now, used to work for ESPN, so he tweeted out how he hates the play and all that, and I just went, first of all, I think they're going to ban it. I think the NFL is going to ban it. And I'm like, one, don't make it a safety issue, because every play in the NFL is a safety issue. So miss me with your, well, it's a dangerous play. They're all dangerous plays. So miss me with that. Two, I happen to think it's entertaining. Like, I just think it's funny. And three, I do think it will be banned, because based on my the way I've looked at it. If I can't pull a player or slingshot a player, then I shouldn't be able to push a player. And Joe Shad, because I responded to him, Joe Shad quote tweeted me, Adam Gold, likes the tush push, or it thinks the tush push is fun, which I do. And I was like, do you realize I was basically...
Joe Shad got mad at me because I said that the Dolphins beat reporters are all a bunch of homers.
Well,
they are. I
mean, they're agreed. They are. They're 100% like, agreed.
They're all like,
ha-ha, take that, national media. So, it was great.
I said, Joe, you did realize that I was agreeing with you, right?
Right.
Just not 100% of your premise. And he goes, I was just having fun. BS. Mm. BS, yeah. You weren't having fun. By the way, I am very glad that there is a Chiron at the bottom of the screen on TV for those people watching, because I was just about to get in trouble. Will Brinson, senior.
Were you about to give Shad the finger?
No. It was along the same lines, but it was not the same exact thing.
I see what you're saying.
It's not the same exact thing. Gosh, yes, I'm so glad. I am so
a hand motion that you don't want being shown on WRAL 2.0 is what you're saying.
Very good. Will Brinson, my friend. Appreciate your time. This was fun and nearly career altering.
I'll give you a legal hand motion and wave at you.
I'm just going to wave now.